leader. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The House adjourns for the day after failing to elect a speaker.
House Republicans failed to elect a speaker on the first day of the 118th Congress with three consecutive votes ending the same way.
No person having received the majority of the whole number of votes cast by surname, a speaker has not been elected.
House Clerk Cheryl Johnson presided over the first day of the new session as House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy unsuccessfully tried to win over GOP defectors, a number that increased from 19 to 20 by day's end. Without a speaker, nothing else can get done in the House, including the swearing in of members who for at least one more day will retain the title members elect. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
New York Democrat Hakeem Jeffries, who had the support of 212 House members in all three rounds of voting, commenting on the lack of consensus.
Sad day for the House of Representatives as an institution. Sad day for democracy. It's a sad day for the American people.
Jeffries says Democrats are already willing and able to get to work for the American people, but they don't have a partner on the other side of the aisle. The suspect in the murders of four University of Idaho students in November will head back there to face charges after a hearing in Pennsylvania.
Brian Kohberger will soon be taken back to Idaho to stand trial for murder. It's not absolutely certain when he will be moved, but according to Pennsylvania State Patrol Major Christopher Parris,
it's within the next 10 days, so we're currently working on that.
First Assistant DA Mike Mancuso did not say he believes Kohberger is guilty, but believes there is ample probable cause. He also did not rule out connections to unsolved cases in eastern Pennsylvania.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Authorities say details of the Idaho case will not be released until after Kohberger is extradited. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Masks are making a comeback in some school districts around the country.
The biggest district requiring masks by far here in Philadelphia, which will mandate the face coverings for at least 10 days. The superintendent of schools, Tony Watlington, telling Fox Business they want to make certain they can maintain in-person learning.
We had an uptick and increase in cases after Thanksgiving, and we expect the same thing to happen after the winter break since it's longer. Multiple holidays. And so it's a prevention measure.
Across the river from Philadelphia in Camden, New Jersey, masks also being mandated, along with another Jersey district in Paterson outside New York. Other districts around the country are recommending mask wearing, but have stopped short of a requirement.
Fox's Jeff Flock in Philadelphia. The 18th president of the United States gets a special day in his home state.
Starting next year, April 27th is Ulysses S. Grant Day in Ohio. That's his birthday. Governor Mike DeWine signed the legislation passed last month, creating the recognition. Grant grew up in Georgetown, Ohio, led the Union Army to victory during the Civil War, and was elected president 3 years later in 1868. The United States Congress, marking 200 years since Grant's birth last year as part of a defense spending bill, promoted him posthumously to General of the Armies of the United States, a title previously given only to George Washington, posthumously in 1776, and to John Pershing for his service in World War I. Chris Foster, Fox News.
A man who gained notoriety as a teen when he impersonated a doctor is heading back to prison after pleading guilty to stealing more than $10,000 from his employer. Malachi Love Robinson was sentenced to over 2 years in prison after pleading guilty to grand theft and organized scheme to defraud. Prosecutors say Robinson was working as a salesperson for a company that connects shippers with trucking companies, but instead of having customers make payments to the company, he would have them send the money to accounts that he controlled. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.